This file is going to create a constant connection in your mind between water and simply losing control of your bladder. Water will seem to flow straight through you after listening to this file. You'll find that you have no control, and that every reminder, every time you see water, every time you look at it or hear it, it will just remind you how easily and completely it flows through your body. And that is all this file does.
Okay. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen, even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on. You'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words, and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice. Nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, Once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
Feel how the relaxation has flowed through you, flowed through your entire body. It has flowed through you like water. Yes, water. A trickle, a stream, a torrent, a river. Just the image seems to bring thoughts to your mind, thoughts and reminders, reminders of other things that flow through you and out of you. Water, the simplest of liquid, entering and exiting your body. You know the times in your life where you're just sitting there and the thought of water, the mention of it, the thought of water in all its myriad forms reminds you of how deeply and desperately you need to go. You need to go to the bathroom. It's a thought that follows all of us from time to time. Flowing water. The need to go. The need to just simply let it flow all the way through you. Water is unstoppable. It flows from one point to another. It is never at rest. Always moving, washing, flowing through, around, over. There is something very pleasant and relaxing about it. Something so very relaxing about it. In fact, water seems to be everywhere. It seems to be with us always. It flows in, and it flows right back out, flowing through your body, never stopping, always going downhill. Water doesn't stop. It never, ever does. And for your body, it will continue flowing. Flowing in and through and out. Your body never, ever stopping its relentless current. Never, ever stopping the flow. It just seems to go straight through you. Straight through you in the daytime. Straight through you in the night. Your body can't seem to stop it in any way, shape, or form. Water must flow, and you cannot stop it in any way. The image of it reminds you of this, reminds you that the water needs to flow right then and there. Images and thoughts of water, of faucets, of sinks, of rivers, even oceans, remind your body, an ever-present reminder that water must flow. And when you get this little reminder, the simplest reminder of all, then the water in your body will flow, flowing out of you, out of your body. That's right, your body cannot hold water inside of it. This means that your bladder just simply lets go and releases. Anytime you think about water, anytime you notice it, anytime there is water around you, it reminds your mind to let it flow. Let it flow from your body, naturally, freely, comfortably. There is no way to stop it. It washes through you just like it would wash over you. It just simply carries its way through your body and right out of your bladder. Water flowing from one point to another. Wetness, inevitable, unstoppable. You cannot seem to escape the images. The images of the wetness that occurs as water flows through you, flows through your mouth and through your body and out your bladder, like a constant river, always on, always flowing, never stopping, never ceasing. That's right, water will flow. It will flow and never stop. It flows through you, it flows through the rivers. It moves in the oceans, it flows in the stream, it flows from the tap. And very much like the drip, drip, drip of a leaking faucet, you find that it flows from your body, constantly, unstopped, unhindered, your mind unable to clamp down and force it to cease. Your mind unable to control that portion of your body which keeps water from flowing. It flows through you and out of you in a pale yellow trickle, a trickle that occasionally increases to a torrent, but is always there, never stopping, never flagging, never ceasing, the endless flow of water, a constant reminder that you have no control, that you cannot keep it in your body, that it flows through you and out of you like a river of your own, constant, never ending, never stopping, sometimes slowing to the barest of trickles, but always, always there. Yes, water flows through you. It never stops, it never ceases. You can already picture it now. You know what it's like. You've seen a river running. You've seen water flowing from the tap. You know how all of these things cannot stop. Even a river, once dammed, will still flow onwards. Eventually, casting over its banks if it needs to continue its downward journey. And that is what happens with you. Water always flows continually through you, never ceasing, never stopping. There is no way to stop this flow. There is no way to stop this river. This relentless river constantly flowing through your body, never ceasing, never stopping, never tiring, always flowing. Day and night, the water flows through your body, through your body, in through your mouth, and out through your bladder, relentlessly passing through your body, never ceasing its flow, never ceasing its movements. Your body completely unable to stop this flow, to stop this relentless tide from happening. Your body just simply cannot hold water inside of it. It is impossible, an impossible task. Something that just simply does not happen. Water flowing, never ceasing. Continually running through you. A constant river that cannot be dammed or stopped, that cannot be delayed. There is no time to run to a bathroom. There is no time to run at all. The water will never cease, will never stop its continuous movement, and therefore you will have to adjust for the water. You will have to find something to collect it in, something outside your body, be it a diaper or something else. The liquid will flow through you, never ceasing, never stopping. You cannot stop it at all, cannot escape it. The pictures, the thoughts, the images, water is a part of your life, and now water flows through you, constantly, always, never changing, never ceasing. This is just simply the way it is. Water is with us always, surrounds us, is near us. We drink it in and we pass it back out. And in your case, it just seems to flow straight through, a relentless river, never to be blocked or dammed. You can picture that. Picture the flow never ceasing. Picture it in your mind and know that it is truth and that it will be with you always. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.